Welcome back to the Sucks Podcast. I am your host, Brad.
And I am Dave.
And with us, as always, is producer Joe. This is, of course, a podcast where we talk about design, intentional and otherwise, and all the ways
Brad, we don't need all this today.
What's up?
Just here to announce we're not doing an episode this week.
Minisode.
No. We talked about this. It's not a minisode. We're just here to tell you that we're going on holiday. The Sucks Podcast is going to Cancun.
Yeah.
Okay, we're not going to Cancun, but yes, we will be back in about 3 weeks to talk about all the ways that UX,
user experience design,
impact us every day. We are lovers.
Sweet summer lovers.
Not experts of UX design, but we're really going to take this summer and brush up our skills, both as UX experts and lovers. That's what I'm saying. Why not? We started this podcast as a way to talk about why things were made the way they were and where those design decisions might have gone off the rails. And we're going to come back with even more bigger episodes, bigger guests, bigger topics.
Yeah.
And
take us out.
Wait. Oh, no, guys. I was lied to. I really want to do this minisode because I got a couple things. It's kind of like our punch list
with you.
Yeah, just Dave. Give me like a little bit. It won't be as bad as taxes. I promise. Ugh. So I got like, let me read the list. Okay. So we want to talk about the iPhone Pixel.
Shut it down.
What about Reddit deceptive practices?
Absolutely.
I'm on their website.
No.
How about this one? Everybody will love this one. Cotton t-shirts. There's no way to discern between whether it's breathable or not from the list.
Save it for season two, buddy. Save it for season two, man.
Okay, last one, guys. This one is timely. You guys will love this one. Cream of coconut versus coconut cream. This is a semantics problem.
I'm literally not even tracking what you're saying right now.
Okay.
Cream of coconut versus coconut cream? Those are the same thing.
Dave's already on summer vacation.
I'll explain, guys. I tried to make a pina colada, okay? And the recipe said something about cream of coconut. Yeah, I know you do. Brad, it's because of you. You're always making these fancy drinks, and there's no way I can make things with all these like vermouth and these splashiness and a leaf here and a little orange slice. I can't do that shit. So I'm like, you know what? I got a hankering for some coconut. I got some white rum. Let's do this, right?
So I
read the ingredients, and it calls for cream of coconut. I buy coconut cream.
Those are the same things.
Yeah, that's what I would think, right?
Yeah.
Now, what I told Joe this before, what'd you tell me, Joe?
I said you should know the difference. Just like as an Italian, you should know the difference between tomato paste, tomato puree, tomato sauce, whole tomatoes, stewed tomatoes.
Okay. I'm going to stop you, Joe. You know why? Because those all have different words in the titles. This has cream and coconut. And the only difference between them is of. What the fuck?
So wait. I'm very curious now. Like, is there a difference between cream of coconut and coconut cream?
Yeah, Brad, there actually is. And I had to research this afterwards because I messed up. Coconut cream, which I bought, is unsweetened and very thick. When I took it out, I was like, what is this? Like lard? Like it was that consistency. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So, cream of coconut, which I should have used, is very sweet with a syrupier texture.
So it's almost like a sweetened condensed milk, but a coconut milk. And that's what you want for your pina coladas. Is that right?
That's what you don't want coconut milk. Coco Lopez is the brand. That's what you got to look for, Brad. Yeah. I think it's confusing. Whoever made those two products, like one of them should, whoever made the second product.
Let alone coconut milk and then coconut water, all those.
Yeah, that's also different. Fun. They have different words, like Joe's point. Puree, blah, 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 sauce. That's different. But when you have a coconut cream and a cream of coconut, I got a problem with that, Brad.
Honestly, whoever made cream of wheat should be shot because wheat shouldn't be creamed. I don't think.
I love cream of wheat. I'm going to fight you with this cream. You know what's great too, guys? Cream of corn.
No. All right. That's it. That is our episode. We are out. I am cutting this off.
Taking us back to our roots. God, cream of corn and cream of coconut. That'd be a good drink. Why don't you guys
think? There are two scenarios where it's acceptable to order a pina colada. And I don't think it's ever acceptable to try and make a pina colada. You can either be on a beach yeah. or buy a poolside at a resort. I think you need that big machine,
that's fair.
That slushy type machine, which, you know, usually is a recipe for disaster. But in this case,
have you ever tried to make one?
I have, of course.
And you failed too.
I have. It's never been good. And you know, I know what I'm doing, man. And I spend hours researching this stuff before I try to make something new.
You know what? The gauntlet is thrown down.
I'm surprised Brad's talking about the machine, because I would expect Brad to be in the kitchen with a mortar and pestle, like muddling coconut.
There are very, very few things that you want processed. You know? And I think a pina colada is one of those things.
Brad, I'm going to challenge you here. I think you can make with your own ingredients, picking a coconut out of a tree. Mm-hmm. I think Brad Combs, as the gauntlet is thrown down, you need to make the perfect pina colada, and I need to see it on Instagram. That is what you're going to do on your summer break, Brad. No exceptions, or else you have to buy another iPhone.
You know what? I'm afraid that I have to accept any challenge related to food.
There you go. There it is. There it is.
We're going to be back with season two. We are looking forward to your thoughts and suggestions for topics. We've got some big ones. We've got some multi-part episodes. Topics that are so big, we can't fit it into one episode. We're really looking forward to come back with a lot more for you guys, for our users and listeners in season two. Hit us on the socials if you have ideas. If you want to be a guest on the show, if you have ideas for guests, send us all of your suggestions.
At OurPodSucks or OurPodSucks.com.
That's right. And that is our episode. We are wishing you a wonderful summer holiday. Peace, relaxation, good UX, good design, good experiences, all those things. We love you and thank you so much for your support so far. We will see you soon on July 20th.
What's that fucking from? What are you talking about? I don't know what that is. Is that like...
It's from every 80s sitcom where it's like, I got a date with twins! Twins!
Why was that?
What was that? Do you remember? It was like in most 80s sitcoms. Like, what?
They always said twins?
Yes!
What? No one's going to get that.
Okay, all right.